This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, yesterday we spent some time, because it was September 11th, we were supposed to commemorate the moment, right? And I just took you from September 11, 2001 to the present to show you how you have been lied to and how a system has turned against the American people. I'm talking about Christians, constitutionalists, patriots, and or conservatives, all one and the same, extracted from the Christ. That is what the definition is all about, friends. And it's interesting that when we highlight, like, Operation Northwoods, here, I'll give you it. Real quick here. Unclassified in 1997. This is what the government held from the people in this country that they're supposed to work for. Okay, I want you to think about that first and foremost. It was unclassified in 1997. Operation Northwoods was written up by the U.S. Joint Chief of Staffs as a plan to persuade the American people to want to go to war with Cuba. By launching a wave of terrorist attack on U.S. citizens, it called for innocent people to be shot, bombs to be planted in major cities, plans to be hijacked, and it would be blamed then on their political opposition, and in this particular case, it would be blamed on Fidel Castro, Cuba. JFK rejected that plan. This is your government, America. Again, keep in mind, in 1960, January 17th, Eisenhower warned of what would come if the American people didn't keep control of their government, military-industrial complex, making millions and millions and billions and trillions of dollars off of wars that they continuously contrive. And it's not off the blood of their sons and daughters, friends. It's always yours. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that, friends, that while the American people are asleep, the Muslims are making their move. And I began to highlight the Muslims that have inserted themselves into government capacity, which is subversive to American government. Therefore, it's illegal, right? And I also highlighted, friends, not in this order, but in order, line upon line, that for 18 years we were told by the corrupt media and corrupt politicians that we were under attack by the Muslims. That's what we were told, okay? Now we're finding that when Muslims attack the American people as they go into government, it's interesting how corrupt politicians and the same CIA-controlled media that told us for 18 years that we were under attack by the Muslims are now protecting the Muslims when they attack Americans. This is a fact. Open your eyes. And now it's September 12th. And so what I get to do, friends, is I get to scroll through what's going on in America today through news sources that I trust for the most part. And what do I see? I see video after video after video after video of eyewitnesses that were inside of the buildings that were firefighters that were talking about what really happened rather than what the CIA-controlled narrative was that they wanted you to believe that happened. Okay? For example, I have Fernando Camacho, 911-0318. I believe this is his badge number. He was in the cell tower. As we came in through the revolving doors, the lights went out. A second or two later, everything started to shake. You could hear explosions. We didn't know what it was. We thought it was just a small collapse. As I looked straight ahead of me, I saw total darkness. Everything was coming our way like a wave. They said it was detonation. Explosion after explosion. Secondary explosions. Third explosions, friends. Buildings around the two towers that were falling down. They were reported that they fell before they fell. We were told the day before September 10th, 2001. The day before September 11, 2011. Or 2001, September 11th. By Donald Rumsfeld, the war criminal himself. That $2 trillion went missing from the Pentagon. They said it just in time to distract the people from the fact that they're responsible for that money all of a sudden just disappear out of thin air because they knew that nobody would address it because they knew exactly what was happening the very next day. Hey friends, I got a question for you. Who does terrorism work for? Who gains from it? You heard me right. Who does terrorism work for? Whoever gains from it. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. The control that they wanted. Who said that? I didn't say that. Again, Condoleezza Rice said that. Of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror. I would like to know how many people really believe the narrative that was set on September 11th of 2001. Because, friends, I got to tell you, I don't see a whole lot of people agreeing with what the narrative is. Because I think people are awake to the fact that, wait a second, why are we under attack? Why are Muslims now taking government? Why are they taking positions in the DHS? Why are they taking positions in Congress? Why are they taking city positions and state positions now? Why are our borders wide open? Why are our said representatives without delegated authority from We the People committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, by alluring these people into the United States of America illegally? I thought we were under attack by the very people that they are now alluring into America. See, people are beginning to say, wait a second. People tried to figure out why is it that we have TSA in the airports right away when this is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. People are trying to figure out why we have over 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America today that the media, the CIA-controlled mainstream media, is not highlighting, nor are those that are called representatives in the United States of America. But they're here. I didn't say it. Fox News told you that. CNN blurted the truth out in their confusion back in 2009. You can go online and find these videos. Now these same people are trying to disarm the American people. Who does terrorism work for? Well, if we would simply go back to our forefathers, the father of our Constitution, James Madison. He said that a tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, listen carefully, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let me say it again. This is all factual information. You can go online. Again, cross-check everything I'm telling you. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Guess what, friends? You're here. Guess what, friends? We're all here now because this is happening on a global basis. George Soros, the international criminal himself, said that America is the stumbling block to the new world order. How many times do we need to realize what's happening here? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take this phone call in just a second here, but I want you to hear this. We're talking about the feed, friends. Well, this is what people are talking about today. A majority of the people in this country do not believe the narrative of September 11, 2001. I want you to listen carefully. This is Craig Carlson, 911-0505. I guess about 3 minutes later, you just heard explosions coming from Building 2. The South Tower. It seemed like it took forever, but there was about 10 explosions. At the time, I didn't realize what it was. We realized later after finding and taking out that it was the floors collapsing to wherever the plane had hit. We then realized the building started to come down. The firefighters were talking about detonation. Okay? And we're not talking about the two towers hitting front, getting hit. We're talking about what they heard after the fact. I got over 156 eyewitness accounts that you didn't hear from the mainstream media. Why? Because it didn't fit the narrative. Do you here? I got to do this. Joseph Goebbels. I brought this up the other day, but it's so needs to be brought into this conversation that I need to find this quote for you really quick. Lying about state, the lie. And he's famous for saying the bigger the lie, the better. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually come to believe it, folks. I mean, when you begin to take a look at what happened around September 11th. By the way, there was 85 videos on the Pentagon the day that explosion happened. Eyewitnesses said there was a tomahawk that went into the side of the building, okay? All 84 of the 85 videos were taken by the FBI, and when they were given back, they had omitted the version and the portion of scripture that would have showed you what would have hit it. Of course, there was no airplane. Okay? And we just need buildings were falling around the day before, the day after. You really can't make up what happened there. And if we would just simply look to history to understand what's going on here. And again, what I brought up yesterday was the connection between the Bushes. This is in theory, but if people would pay attention to their history and understand the connection between the Bushes and the Third Reich attempting to establish a new world order, who called for one over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit, more than George Bush Sr.? Nobody did. Friends? Here's Joseph Goebbels. Listen carefully. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequence of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. Shut the people up. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. What's at play today? Folks, we're going to take David from Colorado. Bring that call in, please. Hey, David, how are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
I'm doing fantastic. I want to let you know I commend you for your effort and continue your good work.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, my question is, no one is concentrating on the oath of office of every politician, the governor, police officers, and even the president. If the president does not enforce federal law at all times under all circumstances, he's violating his oath of office. Every single police officer takes an oath to defend the Constitution. And if he violates his oath by not detaining the illegal aliens, he's in a state of violation and he becomes a lawbreaker. And I don't want to know why no one's talking about that, because this is the most important aspect of our republic.
It is. You're right.
Politicians affirm the Constitution. Now, if they don't affirm the Constitution, they are in a state of insurrection to the Constitution. You can't just do whatever you want in Congress and get away with it. Now, concerning those Muslims that have entered the Congress, Amendment 14 states that Congress can vote them out because they're not following the Constitution. And number two, they are committing acts of insurrection by not affirming the Constitution. So, you know, all these Democratic politicians that think they're running for an office, they've never contemplate what it means to affirm the Constitution. Now,
yeah.
The major issue that no one is discussing is the fact that the president and also governors have authority to create a militia. Under their authority, men who are 18 to 60 years old to form a militia to repel the invasion at the border with force of arms. Okay, now when the president says he wants to detain 1 million illegal aliens, he does not have authority to not detain every single illegal alien because every single one has violated federal law. So he's creating a double standard. You cannot have a law unless it's completely enforced under all circumstances by everyone under the president. And these governors in Colorado, California, New York are committing an act of insurrection to federal law.
You're right.
And by their insurrection, they're endangering every single citizen under their jurisdiction in their respective state.
You are right.
So
you're absolutely
incomprehensible.
Right.
It's incomprehensible that these Democrats are even talking about running for president if they have no intention to enforce federal law, because that's the only job the president is supposed to do.
Yeah, let's not, David, let's not get caught up in the party affiliations, because party affiliations are unconstitutional. We are a constitutional republic, first off.
Right.
You're saying
they
so much here, and I could spend the next three segments answering your question. You're exactly right. But here, let me give you my thoughts right off the bat. After the first couple words you said, I could have responded with, tell the Trump worshipers that Donald Trump said, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I still wouldn't lose any voters. That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a nation of people that could care less for the Constitution that hundreds and thousands of men fought, bled, and died, ratifying through their lives and sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have, because they would rather have someone else do for them what they're responsible before God and man to do. That's number one. The militia causes, Clause 15, the Congress shall have power to provide for calling the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrection, and repeal invasions. You're exactly right. The media has been on attack concerning militia, as if to say that that's evil. That's a bad thing to say concerning the militia. But we are the government, and we are the militia, and those that represent we the people should, like you're saying, my friend David from Colorado, take up arms and stop and repeal the invasion that's taking place. But the problem we're having is what Donald Trump says and what Donald Trump is doing are two different stories, because last month, let me play it safe, David, a month and a half ago, I can pull it up, but I got too much pulled up right now. About a month and a half ago, he released over 196,000 illegals into America. Okay, so as
that's
he's advocating
of his oath of office, and he should be,
it's treason. That's right. Article 3, Section 3, he's committing the act of treason. And that's all we have to do concerning what you're talking about, is the American people need to deal with corruption. They need to take the time to read the Constitution, because when they peruse the Constitution, they'll find in Article 2, Section 4, that if they even violate the smallest of lies, the smallest of misdemeanors, the people are supposed to remove them, and once they're removed, charge them, and not wait till the end of their tenure so they can destroy more. No, they are supposed to be dealt with right then and there. But the people in this country have been so dummied down, David, they don't know their left hand from the right hand. And the fact of the matter is, there's very few people awake the way that you are.
Here's another Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution requires our government to protect and defend our borders. If the government does not, the Constitution, by virtue of the named party therein, authorizes free citizens to defend themselves and their state in place of treasonous government officials. In not defending our borders, the government gives aid and comfort to a hostile foreign invasion. And this, under Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution, is properly labeled treason. Article 4, Section 4. So every Democrat that failed to give Trump money for the wall has violated Article 4, Section 4 right now, today.
Okay, let me stop right there, though, okay, because we can go around in a circle on this. First of all, you're playing the party system. That party system has been created. It's a
right.
Political
I'm just
talk.
Saying that
okay.
Anyone that does not want to defend the country is violating Article 4, Section 4. And that includes police officers that fail to detain illegal aliens in their jurisdiction.
And amen. David, thank you so much for your phone call. I gotta go, David, because we have a hard break coming up. I love hearing from you. Great points. Dude, you sound like you got your stuff together, and I'm glad to know that there's people out there that are paying attention to what's going on. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. With Congress back in session, some people are awaiting new gun legislation to address some of the recent mass murders across the country, especially after talks that President Trump could be making an announcement sooner than expected. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he's got Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's approval. Now he needs support from the White House.
Well, he's on board with all of us working together, and we have been. So we know a big package. I would say you have talked to Lindsey on that, but he and I spent a lot of time together yesterday and spoke to the president together. So we're all working together. We're all moving in one direction.
A new report in the L.A. Times says the admitted mastermind of the college admissions cheating scandal was investigated by UCLA 5 years ago. The Times says Rick Singer worked with a parent who allegedly offered to pay UCLA $100,000 to get her daughter admitted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness, friends. I'm getting all these. It's getting to the point of just being way overkill. The emails that I get from people running for Congress and, you know, joined their cause, so on and so forth. But what's interesting is I just noticed, folks, there's like a fashion show going on with women. They're stupid as rocks, but because they have a little bit of an appeal to them physically, they think that they're going to run basically rule the rest of us, right? Because that's the illusion that they've been given their whole lives. I want you to listen to something carefully concerning a forewarning by the Lord. Isaiah 3:12, it says, "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths." Are we in them times? Because I'm just curious. I also wanted to address something that was brought up just a little bit ago about Donald Trump. The only way that, folks, it's a real simple way to judge his administration. If he would have brought forth the rule of law that he promised to bring in, if he would have brought in the prosecutors to prosecute criminals in Washington, D.C., you could have known right then and there that we have someone there that really is who he says he is. But he hasn't done that. The people that have been promised to be persecuted by this administration have, in fact, I just did a show last week, showing the American people that they are being promoted, they are being rewarded with, folks, $8 to $10 to $15 million book rewards on their book tours, so on and so forth. It's just unthinkable. Barack Hussein Obama and Michael are now getting their new place, $18 million home in Cape Cod. Hillary Clinton attacks him at will and she gets away with it. It's nothing but circus of politics. And folks, the agenda is going forwards, as I've said. Folks, no matter who is there, until the American people repent before God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, nothing's going to be righted, friends. Until you're righted, don't expect the Lord to do for you what you are commanded to do by Him. Okay? It's just that simple. So, again, there's so much to say here. Proverbs 20, verse 8. What does it say? It says, a king that sitteth, a president that sitteth in the throne of judgment, scattereth away evil with his eyes. Folks, you're under attack like you've never been under attack. Why? Because he's impotent. He's a weakling. Folks, listen to me. Make-believe television put him up to be something that he's not. It's like pro wrestling. Remember Jesse Ventura, love him or hate him, he was right. When he was the governor of the state of Minnesota, he told the American people that wrestling, which everybody knows is fake, wrestling and politics are identical. What don't you understand, America? You're being played like a deck of cards. You're the pawn on their board. And those that you call out for their evils, you call them out and you leave them in the same position that you did before. And what do they do the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year? They commit another crime. They're busted in another scandal. And without me being rhetorical about this, because I've reiterated this point so many times that I'm so sick and tired of it. You want your answer? Then do what they're not doing. Deal with corruption. You're the government. They work for you. I don't need to belabor this topic once again. Has he kept his promises concerning corrupt politicians? No. Then what does that make him? It makes him a liar, period. It's like someone that comes in and gets a loan from the bank and says, yep, I can pay on the 20th every month. What happens if you don't, just to the common man, us peasants, how does it apply to us? If we don't pay the bill every 20th of the month, what happens? Well, they come in and they repossess. Right? What do? They drop the hammer. You didn't keep your word, therefore we're going to pull away what you used that money to buy. It may not be the best metaphor or parable, friends, but it is one that we, the people, need to hold to those that serve we, the people, in federal government. You know, what did you hear during the break? I just want to ask. What did you hear during the break, friends? What's on the dock? What's the most important thing to corrupt representatives in the United States of America? Because many of them are afraid that too many people are waking up. Who are they afraid of? They're afraid of armed citizens. Why is it that they're so busy, friends, instead of doing what they're supposed to do, they're doing what they're not supposed to do? What's on their docket? What's on the top of their agenda? To disarm you. And you need me to explain to you what needs to be done here lawfully? They need to be lawfully removed because there is no debate. They have no lawful position whatsoever delegated to them from us to attempt to disarm we the people. Period. There's no more conversation. Folks, what is the news promoting today? They get two people on, one, you know, again, a conservative and another a liberal. Like the conservative has any matter in this debate whatsoever. There should be no debate because there isn't nothing to debate. But what do? They get you asking the wrong questions. And guess what happens? They don't have to worry, come behind, and bring about the right answers. You're the ones, Americans, that should have the right answers. When they're talking about gun control and more red flag laws, which are unconstitutional, null and void, right? You should deal with them right there. You see what they're trying to do. And I want to make for the record, I hate violence. I hate it. I honest to God, before the Lord, I hate violence. I don't like seeing my wife just walked in here, and I could get her in on the conversation. I see a turtle driving down the road upside down. I'll stop and turn him over. And it even gets me the wrong way if I see a bird that's wounded on the side of the road or an animal. Okay? And it really bothers me that people care more about animals, let me tell you, than human beings, by the way. But the fact of the matter is, I hate violence. I hate it. I'll say it again. For the record, I hate violence. But I got to tell you, friends, I hate injustice. And it's all we see on a 24/7 basis in this country is injustice. Injustice. We see it all day long. You've been conditioned to accept it. When, by the way, Americans, you have no business accepting it. Keep in mind who fights the wars in this country. It's not the politicians. See, the politicians, they love you so much and they love their freedom so much that they're willing to have your sons go fight their battles for their freedoms that they create. Stinking cowards is what they are. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. And it's exactly what's being played out here today. Now, I'm going to go back because I want to stick to the topic. Thank you for your call, David. Totally appreciate it. Totally appreciate it. Friends, who does terrorism work for? I told you before the show today. I'm watching a live scroll. What am I seeing? Nothing but all these eyewitnesses, namely firefighters, that were eyewitnesses to the two towers coming down. And it's not at all what you heard through the mainstream media. No, it was just the two planes. It was the Muslims. Remember, we were told it was the two planes. It was the Muslims. It was the two planes. It was the Muslims. And it must have been the quickest investigation, friends. They had it all wrapped up the next day. Yeah. Now look who you're under attack by. It's those same representatives, corrupt representatives, pulling these people in, helping them in into a government capacity to rule over you. That's, again, as I said yesterday, perfect judgment. But what am I watching today? Live feeds of firefighters telling us that they heard secondary explosions and thirds and fourth and fifth explosions and sixth and seventh and eighth explosions that brought down the buildings, because nobody in their right mind expected two airplanes to hit the top of a building to drop those towers. Nobody expected the towers to drop until we began to hear from eye and ear witnesses as to the explosions that were going off at the base of both of those buildings. And of course, you're a conspiracy theory if you believe anything outside of those that you know that are lying to you. Wow! Can you make it up? You're under attack, America. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who does terrorism work for? Who's been under attack over the last 18 years in this country? A foreign government couldn't have dreamed of doing to us what you've allowed corrupt politicians to do to us, America. There's a brand new investigation going on over in New York even now concerning what took place on September 11th. And, of course, it's September 12th today. And yesterday everybody was talking about, you know, never forget. And I'm not forgetting, because I remember what our forefathers taught us. I remember what history teaches us. Because so many dictators, this is exactly what they did. Hey, remember George Bush when he was calling for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit? Remember how he kept talking about a new order? Chaos, a new order out of chaos, a new order out of chaos. Hey, America, who's creating the chaos more than corrupt politicians in the CIA-controlled media in your country? Nobody. Nobody is. Nobody is. As we look back at the atrocities that have devastated America over the last 12 years since 9/11, one has to reflect upon the history and see how it is that past dictators have profited from the use of terror. Yep, you heard me right. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies he himself created. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while Hitler was the one doing the attacking. And then, of course, he comes in behind and plays what? The problem solver. Hitler was responsible for sending his brown shirts in, just like Benito Mussolini was his black shirts. That's where he got the idea from. Hitler admired Benito Mussolini, who thought he was Julius Caesar, for those that didn't know. Hitler was responsible for sending his brown shirts in to incite the people so he could play the role of problem solver. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million of their own fellow citizens were slaughtered. Then it was too late. Hey, folks, this is, in fact, what history teaches us. Well, that could never be happening here today. That's exactly why it's happening here today. We're going to take a quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment, got much to cover. Friends, listen, we are in dire times, and I'm talking to the Christians, the doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. Listen, we are in the times where we need the God of Israel to show himself strong on our behalf, which he promised he would do. Call unto me and I will answer and show myself strong on your behalf. That's what he said. I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Tells us in Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will, right? That's what it tells us. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. 1 Corinthians 4:10. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that we're not to find our faith in the power and the wisdom, in the faith and the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. We are in dire times. We need the God of the miraculous to show himself strong on our behalf. The man of war. Remember when King David prayed, Lord, it's time for your work, for they have made void thy law? Yes, it's that time. We serve a miraculous God, but I want to say this. The history of the church is your backs are up against the wall, and then our extremities are his opportunities. So as long as there's strength within ourselves to do something for ourselves, God's not going to intervene until we're in a position where he can show himself strong on our behalf. So let's go there. Let's trust the Lord the way Peter did. By the way, Peter bid Jesus, bid me to come out into the water. And he started to walk in the water, but he started to sink when he began to look at what? The boisterous waves. We see them all over the place. Let's keep our scope, folks, and our eyes single on the author and the finisher of our faith, and trust that he's going to show himself strong on the behalf of his children, because I believe he does every single day. And that he gives us the necks of our enemies, because I believe that he does that every day. To those that are willing to respond to heaven, I can't find in Scripture anywhere where he's ever failed a child of God. I can't find it, friends. And that's what we need to be talking about. And that's exactly how we live here at the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, okay? I want to highlight this because I got one more segment. Who does terrorism work for? Just ask yourself who it is that gains from it. I just gave you a quote from Condoleezza Rice, Joseph Stalin, Red Terror. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Why? Because terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. We know the history of Adolf Hitler, that he was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated that war against his political opposition, right, that he created, and then his propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while Hitler was the one doing the attacking. Hitler's also responsible, history teaches us, for sending his brown shirts to incite the people so he could play the role of problem solver. Okay, and people didn't realize what was happening until, friends, 12 million of their fellow citizens were completely slaughtered and their country was in nothing but ruins. Okay, then it was too late. That's history. Okay, and that's what history teaches us. It seems rather strange that when America is attacked, one doesn't question why it is that the government is right there asking the people to relinquish or forfeit their rights that the way that they are today. Why are they asking you, just like Bush, right after September 11th, he began to make an appeal to the people. Either you're for us, listen to what he said, or you're against us. Who profited from that war more than the Bushes and Cheney off the Iraq war? Nobody did, friends. Just ask General Wesley Clark. It's not my opinion that I'm giving you. Why are they asking you to forfeit your rights? They should be securing your rights. That's the purpose of government. And keep in mind, the rights that I'm speaking of here, rights hundreds and thousands of men have fought, bled, and died to give us. Don't ever forget that. You have nothing but a bunch of Judases that are attempting to strip you away from your God-given rights. And by the way, friends, these people behind the scenes, they are trying to create domestic insurrection. They are trying to create a war. The Bible says that when there's other gods within the gate, Judges 5:12, what does it say? That there's going to be war within the gate. Who's bringing all these foreigners into America? It's all by design. Why? Because it goes back to my father, Abba Father. He said that if you forget me, I'll turn that nation into hell. Psalm 9:16 and 17. Read both of them. Okay. Now, I started off today, friends, telling you that I was watching reel, newsreel after newsreel of first responders, firefighters, that were saying, there was explosions, secondary explosions, all the way up to 10 explosions at the base of the buildings. Why is it that we have to wait 18 years before we actually acknowledge what really took place? Because there's a whole lot of people, friends, more that don't believe what happened on September 11th than people that do. That's a fact. Who gains from terrorism? I want you to listen carefully. This is General Douglas MacArthur, and this is what he said of the United States government back in 1957. Listen carefully. He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Our representatives have kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Sound familiar, friends? Either you're for the terrorist or you're against them. You're with us or you're against, or you're with them, said George Bush. Yeah, little devil. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what he is. I've never taken that guy serious, and I still don't today. He is a devil. His daddy's facing the piper now. He's understanding who he's been doing business with his whole adult life. Now he's in hell, understanding it. He's understanding that God is who he says he is. He's understanding today that the devil is who he says he is. Okay? Couldn't that happen to a better person, friends? Oh. Oh, but he tells the world he's a Christian, and then everybody takes it for what he is. Again, not paying attention to the fruit. Just taking him for what he says. George W. Bush, September 20th, 2001, said, every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. Whoa, folks. That's pretty crazy. By the way, what was said in 1957, you would have thought that's what our government said on September 11, 2001. Well, guess what, friends? It was. They're just doing their job. You know, after the statement, the Unpatriot Act was signed into law, and now America's Fourth Amendment rights are violated as they're searched at almost every airport in America through the TSA's pretended authority. And by the way, it is pretended authority, just so you know. Because it runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, and the government, step by step, aggrandizing power to itself while consuming individual liberties. Okay? After September 11th, America was told that we were under an extremist Islamic threat. You know, for the Muslims that may be listening to me, you need to understand that it's these representatives and it's this mainstream media that are attempting to, you know, take a step back and say, wait a second, these people are the victim. You need to keep in mind for 18 years, they promulgated nothing but the fact that you are responsible for those buildings falling down. And I'm sure that many of the Muslims do believe that. Okay? They know what they were told. Hey, folks, Bush had to blame somebody, right? Now, let's just stick to the narrative here. After September 11th, America was told that we were under an extremist Islamic threat. They have, right? And now this administration, which celebrates, speaking of Obama, was celebrating Ramadan in the People's White House. He was giving F-16s and tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you think the powers that be didn't know that he was doing this and appointed to do this? Of course he was. Of course they did. He was appointed to do it. He was giving F-16s and tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood. On his stay at the People's White House. But America knew this. Continuously sympathizing with radical Islam, opens the borders for illegal immigration, and runs guns to Mexican gun cartels, only to blame the American people for the crimes of his administration, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder. And now it's extended to the definition of a terrorist to mean anyone who happens to be a patriot, a Christian, a gun owner, a pro-lifer, etc. In essence, an American. You're the ones that are under attack. Okay? Do you see them attacking your Christian heritage and your constitutional foundations in the public square? Of course. Do you see your said representatives magnifying the Bible and your U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws? Absolutely not. Well, there you have it. And furthermore, to take it a step further, just to prove the point here, friends, the Equal Opportunity branch of military put on a training manual labeling evangelical Christians as the number one threat to America. And within a week that the USA Today, the propagandist outlet, their front page stated terror returns after the Boston Marathon bombers, and officials are stating that the suspects are possibly homegrown terrorists. Who are they blaming, friends? They're slowly pointing their finger back at the American people as the great obstacle to what George Soros said, the New World Order. Folks, we love you by what we do. That's why we're telling you the truth. Sticking to the word and to the Constitution. Talk to you soon. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.